This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge. And I'm judging a Dos Equis Amber. It's not listed in the style guidelines. It was taken out in 2004. But I'm going to reevaluate it under Category 3A Vienna, because that's where it was historically. So this one has a dark amber color, maybe verging on copper. It's very clear, and it has a tall beige head with good retention. All that's just what I'd expect, so I give it a 3 on appearance. The nose, you get a moderate malt. It comes off as a sweet grain. It doesn't really have any of that German elegance to it. I'm trying to think what it reminds me of. Maybe a little bit of a nut brown ale. You know, it's a little caramely nutty. I don't really get that refined Vienna malt quality. No toast. So the nose strikes me more as, I don't know, like it's coming from a color malt, not from a, well-developed malty base malt. You know, I could be wrong on that. It's just the impression I'm getting. There's a light floral hoppy nose. Otherwise, it's a generally clean lager. Maybe a touch of sulfur in there. I'm going to give it a 9. It's clearly a lager. The balance is about right. It's just, it's missing the quality more than anything else. So it's an ingredient selection problem, in my opinion. So 9 for aroma. The flavor? It's malty sweet initially, with a light caramely or nutty or toasty flavor. Bitterness is maybe medium-low. It's got a moderately dry finish with malt in the aftertaste. There's the light floral hop flavor. It is a clean lager. It is smooth. The grain or malt flavors strike me as simple rather than elegant. So, more domestic than continental in character. This could be a little old, too. The flavors don't really pop, but it's sort of hard to tell. They could have been, not have a lot of flavor going in. I'm going to give it a 14, mostly taking off points for malt, a little bit on balance. I think it could use a touch more bitterness, but the finish is good, the fermentation quality is good, the balance isn't bad, the hops are a touch off, and the malt is, it's got the right amount of malt, it's just the quality of the malt's off for me. Okay, mouthfeel. Medium body, medium carbonation, smooth. Not a whole lot else to say there. And I think that's fine, so I'd give it a 5 for mouthfeel. So overall, it's a clean and drinkable beer, but it lacks the refined elegance of the German malts and hops that homebrewers would tend to use. The balance is pretty good. Maybe a little low in bitterness. It might be a little old as well. The flavors taste a little stale. Again, not sure if that's it being old after it was made or just the ingredients going in not having sufficient flavor and thus sort of leading the drinker to think that the product is old just because it lacks the flavor pop that you might be expecting. So I'll give it an 8 overall. It's a well-made beer. It's well brewed. I have a little issue with the ingredient selection, possibly a little with the handling. But it's not bad. I think if people couldn't get any other examples, that this is close enough that they could use it to get an idea what the style's about. You know, if you had this beer and say, imagine this beer, but with the malty flavors like you get in an authentic German Oktoberfest, then I think you're a little bit closer to the ballpark. So that's not bad. You know, this might go back in the guidelines in the future. I don't think it deserves to be excluded in quite the same way. So that's the Dos Equis Amber, in Category 3A Vienna.